Hola, today I want to talk about my life and how or why I decide to connect myself with art. And since I was little, I did start singing and dancing. And I just felt that part of myself, like we are all artistic beings. But then I started singing in a choir, singing in the school, doing some theater stuff in the school. And then my sister did like classical music. She tried to play the violin. I tried to play the violoncello, but it didn't work on me. I don't know, I felt like an instrument. My instrument is singing, you know, and for me, I couldn't realize how to manage the other one, the other instrument. So, but I start growing. I was, you know, this kid who wants parents, and I have been really curious all my life about everything. So I did really good in school. I did practice sports. I was really curious about every science, and I did study. Sometimes I didn't need to study, but I got, you know, good grades. I think like once I start turning in teenage years, I just wanted to have fun and party and smoke and drink and all those stuff. I know, right? And boys. But there was a period of my life that I felt really, really going nowhere in some ways. Like I was studying, I didn't feel like that feel. I was doing it more because my parents were shoemakers and I needed to be a shoemaker. So my family is surrounded by lawyers, and law school is a beautiful class. It's a beautiful thing that have taught me so much. But I feel like my heart was not completely there. So I remember I being confused, and I decide, I was talking with a friend of mine, and I say, you know what, I feel like I just want to sell my car and go to US and try it out and maybe take some classes there. So I said that on a Thursday, and I remember he was like, really, you want to sell it? And I said, yeah. He was like, my father-in-law can buy it for you. And in that moment, that was my first car. It was a Chevrolet S10, like similar like what now is a Silverado. So it was in a white Chevrolet. And so I remember being saying that, and he sold it on Saturday. I was in US the next week. I did English classes, and I did some computer science classes, and then I did enjoy being around. But then 9/11 happened, and I decided to come back to El Salvador. And then, to make the story short, when I come back, two earthquakes happen in El Salvador, and then that moment in my life, it was really lost. And I want to say something: if you're lost right now, the only advice I can give you is include some art in your life, like as a part of connection. And I'm saying this because I do a lot of introspection in myself and see what it is going on me. And that's something that I realized not too long ago. But I realized how art have been this part of me that it helps me heal, and it helps me connect with my inner self. And that's why they say to me, you know what? We are the doctors of the soul. And I understand that now. Like my dance teachers, my acting teachers, they see all the movement. They can read body language. They can study body posture. And you become a curious being about others, right? But then you see it like that, like a being of learning, like a being of I don't know how can I explain it. And that's why they mention, you know, we are the doctors of the soul. And it's true. It's true when you come into a deep connection with the art itself. Every painter can say that, you know, that every painter, every dancer becomes this analytical person of the human essence. And so that part of my darkness, and I was being really intellectual, you know, and I was really focused in finishing my career and finishing this and that. But my soul, it was really lost. So I couldn't connect with myself. I feel like there was a lot of depression around. And sometimes, to me, depression is a expression of your soul when you're not doing what your soul is supposed to do. Then that's when the depression starts for me, a few different aspects of my life. And but you know, sometimes if it's because of you, then you gotta pay attention to you and be more responsible about you. Than, you know, if it's, let's say, a love that is not in return, then obviously that connection is not gonna flow. And you can be depressed, but when you understand that person, their learning process with you, it finished. Probably you will find them again in a different perspective. Probably it's just to, not necessarily to give second chances, or it's just probably the process of learning continue with that person sometimes. And also it's about meeting that person and aligning and like saying a high five to the relationship. Like it can be a healing experience if you finish in a weird way. But anyways, what I want to tell you is that when that moment happened, I remember when I was really bad in the depression, my doctor just told me, exercise, you know what? Walk. You need to go to exercise and walk. And I said, okay. So I was going to the gym, and I have the luck to meet a friend. They did open a studio really close to my house. It was a contemporary dance. And I remember seeing this girl in a... I saw them in a performance. And I just say, I want to dance like that. I have been always really good dancer. Even when I was little, in around 6, 7, 8 years, my mom came from Brazil. And it was this song, Lambada, in Vogue. And I was this little girl that loved Lambada. And when my mom came, she said, you know what, you should learn Portuguese. That's me when I was 8. And then I went to a few classes. But I remember it was in Vogue, Lambada. And then the teachers start teaching us how to dance samba and Lambada. So I felt always people were, honestly, I'm not bragging, but it's true, they were doing a round around me for me to dance lambada. Because this girl that is 8 years was dancing lambada in Ansela. So anyways, but then when I was in that moment of depression, I did start dancing contempo dance. And I started doing painting. And even when I was really sick, my artistic side started coming out. Because my artistic side wanted to heal my soul. And that's what it happens. And even, you know, I became a lawyer. I studied law school. But there was something that it was not deeply happy in me. And I just, I don't know, I cannot explain it. I just knew that there was something missing. There was something missing, and I was trying to find it, you know. In that time also, I went back to start doing theater. When I do theater with Fernando Maña in El Salvador, Fernando just opened an amazing door of creativity for me, or imagination. And, you know, we did some exercise. We did things that he just opened us, our breath, our diaphragm, our bodies. He did like me. Struggling in my relationship with the father of my kids, and again I look for art to heal me. So art for me has been a healer, and it's because maybe it creates. Maybe when we turn to academically, there is a part of the brain that it does is not stop working, but it works less. And it's the part that maybe it connects to the heart. I don't really know the connections of art and heart. But what I can tell you is that when I move here to US and I did connect with this side of my brain, a lot of things happen, and it's, for me, it's a rush of dopamine and serotonin always, you know. And I realize, you know, I fucked up, I have made mistakes, if I tell you how many times, you know, people didn't believe in me, they still don't believe in me, but there is people that give me the chance just because I show up, or I'm just there, and they know. You know, she knows what she knows what she's doing. Not completely, they don't completely trust in everything. But they see that I wish that I can do more or have more economically, you know. Today I was happy to see, you know, when there is a production that has so much money that they can just throw the money like peanuts, and I'm like, fuck, you know, I want to film. I want to do my films too, but job you wanted, I will say something. For me, it haven't been an open door, like, oh, here you are, you know. Oh, we were waiting for you. Here it is. You can have $1,000. No, it was not like that. My process has been really slow, but I can tell you something. So far till today, I don't regret anything, because I see the connections that life have put me around for me to go where I have to go. And I just, you know, my prayer is take me to my destiny. I heard this before and I did enjoy it. Take me where is my destiny. And that sometimes means moving people out of your comfort zone. You know, moving them out in a way that hurts. That hurts. And for you to grow and for you to be something different. And that's something that I understood now, is that my divorce, it was really, really hard for me as an individual, because you married to live happily ever after, you know, or at least that's the idea we had. But it's a teamwork, it's a lot of understanding and patient and things that I don't have. I saw now what I have done wrong. You know, I saw now the person I was. And the truth is it was a really hard process for me to unattach from those relationships, because I knew it was not gonna be just me hurt, it was gonna be my kids hurt. And it did happen. There are things that, you know, I didn't expect to happen, but it did happen. And then you're like, okay. But what I can say now is that I realized how afraid I was, how scared I was to leave. And that amputation, it was a hard amputation. It was needed for me to bloom. And it hurt people around me, you know, it hurt the people that I love the most, that are my kids. But that thing, it needed to happen. It needed, you know, for my own self-development and self-love and for my own soul. So there are relationships that you understand they need to happen, because they have to happen for you to grow. Ugh. But if you are in a moment of darkness, I can just say, try to find something artistic to do. That's my only advice I can give you. Personally, it has been helping me forever. Today I was driving and I have been in this moment of my life where I enjoy being in the industry, in the entertainment industry. It's a big dopamine for me. And I was explaining that to somebody and I say, it's like a drug, I cannot leave it. You know, I'm so addicted to it. But it has given me love and passion for everything. Theater, movies, TV, you name it, events. But it's a rush of adrenaline and love, and it's so addictive. But because it talks to the soul, that's why it is so addictive. Because it touched life in a different way from the soul. So if you don't know where you are and if you're able to listen to this podcast, do something, draw something, color something. Use any way of creativity that you can. Dance, that's another thing. Learn a dance, you know. How about learn to sing, sing a song, you know, connect with, sing that song that you wanted to sing when you were little, you know. So that's where I feel my life is right now. I was driving and I saw somebody driving a expensive car, but I felt so happy today and so blessed and so lucky and blessed and like that, exactly, excited. And I don't know what's the mental state. A rose, I don't know. Anyways, but what I wanted to say is that I feel so happy and I feel so lucky that I said, my life is great, you know, like, I'm so fucking lucky to be where I am, you know. And I say that to myself. I say, maybe I'm not economically where I completely want to be, feel really happy. I feel great. And that's the interesting part, that I felt like I achieved so many things so far, you know. I have worked in so many projects that I feel so lucky. And if I told myself I will still thank the guy who saved me that day, you know. And he is somebody that to me is my angel. I have two angels, but he is the physical one who really saved my life that day. I cannot say nothing more than you got lucky, you know. But you got lucky because you dream that deep down you knew that it was true, that it was gonna happen, you know. But I was lucky to survive in that case, you know. I was lucky to survive, and that's what I want to say. And there are other people that are not, that their life finished there. But I only can say that all my introspective development, it also has needed that part of my oscurantismo, I don't know, obscure darkness, my darkest era, needed that darkest era for having the era that is now. It was just a process of this getting in that mindset mind, then you listen to this. Do some art for you. Like, do something artistic. That's the only thing I will tell you. For me, that's one of my natural therapies, to connect with my artistic side, to reach some stability. Because if you're too academically, you're in this, you're present in this moment, right? With your mind, doing mathematics, doing academic stuff, science, or, and it's okay, but you're in this world, in connected to this world, and your soul is not completely there sometimes. But if you're doing what you want to do and your thing is academically, and it happens, you know, the other day I met this intellectual little kid who, he was super smart, super smart, super strong, super, he's a genius, man. A genius with computers, with stuff like that. And it had a little, his emotional side was somewhere else, not exactly where it should be, I guess. But I wonder, you know, if you're too academic, please do some art. And that's why some academic people also sometimes get lost and start, you know, to turn into this stingy and also lost of humanity, you know. You can be less emotional because your artistic side is not connected. So that's why you're too into abusing. It can be abusive, it can be, if it's too academic. That's what I have. There is a connection that is broken with their soul. So just that's my 5 cents for today. Thank you for listening. 28 minutes and 36 seconds. Bye.